On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South Africa is experiencing an increase in rubella. The National Institute for Communicable Diseases says it's currently facing a significant surge in fever rash samples for testing, with most of the cases affecting children under the age of 15. Newswatch's Selaki Ledwaba reports.
More than 8,700 rubella cases have been recorded since September. In late August, the Department of Health rolled out a measles rubella vaccine as part of the expanded program of immunization, urging parents and caregivers to ensure children are up to date with the vaccination schedules. The Center for Vaccine and Immunology adds there has been an uncommon amount of rubella cases so far this year that has been exceeding fever rash monitoring numbers since 2015. Rubella is an infection that presents with fever and a maculopapular rash, myalgia, enlarged lymph nodes, headache and conjunctivitis, commonly known as German measles in children.
Traffic has been brought to a standstill on the R61 in Port Edward on the south coast. It's understood that the road at the Umtambuna Bridge, travelling towards the Eastern Cape, has been obstructed by trucks and taxis. It's unknown at this stage what the issue is. The road traffic inspectorate Cindy Msimang says their officials are there.
The taxis have completely closed the routes and the heavy motor vehicles are being stacked at Orbital Plaza and South Brown. The reason for this road closure is currently unknown. We just want to advise road users to use alternative routes.
Awinan community leader says they are still tallying the losses following Monday's storm that left some residents without a roof over their heads. Ward 20 councillor Lucky Mlele says around 15 homes had their roofs ripped off by powerful winds and heavy rains in the Inkosi Langalibalele municipality.
Regarding the school, we will be reaching out to the education department for help before schools open. At the moment, there are people who have lost all their groceries, so I'm still trying to get food parcels.
And abroad, a 60-year-old man has pleaded guilty to running a clandestine Chinese police station in New York. He was arrested in April and accused of operating a secret police station for China's Ministry of Public Security. Authorities say the case is a stark reminder of efforts taken by the Chinese government to threaten, harass and intimidate those who speak against their Communist Party. Your top story this hour, South Africa is experiencing an increase in rubella. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.